Welcome back, everybody. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're continuing our two-hour-long discussion of these amazing landslide election results all over the place. In almost every election, I've yet to find a single Republican upset or a single Republican that won in a toss-up election. I don't think there were any. That is called a mandate. That is called a landslide. Jamie, you had another specific sort of lesser known race. Tell us about this. Was in Mississippi as well.
Yeah, it was also in Mississippi. And I thought this one was interesting just because, you know, Mississippi has had to redraw some maps over the course of the last few months. And in State House District 22, Democrat Justin Crosby upset the GOP incumbent, Representative John Lancaster. And this was very symbolic simply because this was in that newly drawn majority black district. And so this is what happens when you have fairly drawn maps. And I think these are interesting things to note because, right, as I mentioned, we are in the process of going through watching the Supreme Court with Louisiana versus Calais and potentially seeing a redistricting of maps, depending on how the Supreme Court rules. I think we all have a fairly good idea of how that is going to go. We're going to actually talk about that a little bit more detail on Friday, here on the show at 5 o'clock. And so it's interesting to see when you have these fairly drawn maps, what actually happens and how things actually turn out fair for that district. And you're represented by people you choose, not, as you know, we've talked about on the show before, not who the representatives are choosing. Right. And I think that's the important thing to remember.
One other election outcome of note: Minnesota Democrats maintained their state Senate majority after two elections turned in the same results. So there was a Republican seat that was vacant and a democratically held seat that was vacant in the Minnesota State Senate. Those remained one Republican, one Democrat. So they maintained their Senate majority. CJ, welcome. Big win for Dems yesterday. You wanted to say what?
Thanks for taking my call, Maggie. Well, not really a big surprise. They were all, I believe they were all Sun Prairie, you know, they were supposed districts that should fall into that, you know?
No, I don't know. There were upsets.
Well, they were all blue districts.
All sorts of races. The Virginia gubernatorial election, that they had a Republican governor. So that just flipped. These seats on the Georgia Utility Board, that flipped. The Mississippi State Senator seat just flipped. So, no, I don't know what you are. You saying that there was an expectation that Democrats were going to win these seats?
They were all pretty blue. Well, I guess I really,
Virginia's not a blue state. It's a purple state, CJ.
What you're going to get is, in New York, I hope you give at least the same 9 months of criticism to Mandami when things fall apart.
I don't live
there.
In New York City. I do live in the United States.
Well,
so like, I acknowledge, like, I it'll be interesting to see what he can do, but I don't live in New York, CJ. Do you?
Okay. No, I don't. But I'm reacting to the election like you have been. But I would like to respond to some of the misinformation. Can I read something? 2020, 1.4.
No, CJ, unless you tell me what the source is, you can't read anything on the air. What's the source? What's the source? What's the source, CJ, before you, okay, he won't even listen to me. I think he wanted to talk about inflation. So, again, according to Donald Trump's own Bureau of Labor Statistics, inflation is up 3%. Or remains at 3%, core inflation at 3%, energy is at 2.8%, food inflation is at 3.1%, and across all items, inflation is at 3%. That is an increase year over year, by the way. Also, from Donald Trump's own U.S. Department of Agriculture, I will put the link to both of these statistics in our show notes, you know, because actual facts matter. Food prices on almost everything that people buy are up. Some by big margins. So I've quoted my sources, CJ. What are your sources? Don't just read me something. Tell me.
20.5 over.
Don't read me something, CJ, until I vet the source. CJ, what's the source?
What do you mean that who?
Oh my gosh. It means where are you getting your information from, sir? Not all information is created equally. If it's from some random social media post, I'm not putting that on the air because it's not reliable. Let's get in Ollie from the Northwoods. Ollie, happy Victory Wednesday, winning Wednesday. How are you? Say hello to Jamie. What you got for us?
Hi, Jamie and Maggie. I'm just so proud of the citizens of the United States that they're all pulling together, red and blue. Maybe not everybody, but there are one and two who won't cooperate, but they never will. I noted that even the Democrats defeated Republicans in even in key school board elections.
Yes.
They defeated them dramatically. Five Democrats on that board now. J.D. Vance's brother lost his bid for a seat somewhere.
Boy, is that nice. Maybe we should start moving away from the family dynasties. Like, enough with the Bushes, enough with the Clintons, enough with the Vances. I don't want to see any Trump kid run. Like, let's return government to regular people who have had regular jobs, who are not millionaires, whether they be Republican or Democrats or independents. I want some regular people who are authentic and know what matters to each and every one of us. CJ, next time, give me your source. We'll talk about it, but I cannot permit unsourced statistics to be read on air. We vet information. You're welcome to send it to me at askmaggie@civicmedia.com. That's going to do it for me, folks. Happy winning Wednesday. It's the Civic Media Radio Network.